Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, El, what time is it?
7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. Trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow? Let's get the hard stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
You left me.
Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? Is the best government really the one that governs the least? Can we ever have a government that stays within the confines of the Constitution? If the Constitution was written to keep the government off the people's backs, why is the government all over us? Tonight, whatever happened to freedom? Understanding where we go from here should start with understanding how we got here. We are the free and independent people of the United States of America. We are free because those who preceded us fought a war against a person who was then the world's grandest king and who presided over what was then the world's grandest empire. The founding fathers risked, as they like to tell us, their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors for the freedom and independence they won and we have inherited. But they were not saints, and initially their cause was not popular. From the records available today, the people who measure historical trends have concluded that in 1776, only about one-third of Americans supported the revolution, about one-third of Americans opposed it, and about one-third of them didn't care. When I first looked at these numbers, I thought, in 1776, this was the grandest fight for the greatest amount of freedom for the most people at any point in history. So who could possibly oppose it? And who in their right mind could not care? Fast forward to today and ask, who could possibly support a government that regulates everything from the strength of the water pressure in your shower to the size of the toilet bowl in your home to the thickness of the leather in your shoes? Who could want a government that punishes people for speech, that lets its own agents write their own search warrants, that fights wars just to keep the military-industrial complex busy, that debases all you own by printing worthless money and putting it into the stream of commerce, that gives away more than half the tax dollars it collects, and that, despite express provisions in the Constitution to the contrary, permits the president to lock up whoever he wants and to throw away the key? Perhaps the colonists who didn't care if they freely chose their government or were cared for by a benevolent tyrant had an odd way of knowing what was coming. Perhaps those who opposed the revolution were afraid to take on the king, to challenge authority, and to risk their comfortable lives for the unknown. Well, we all know what happened. A relatively small part of the population pushed the culture and society toward freedom. And the freedoms that they chose were pure. I mean, after we won the revolution and wrote the Constitution, the new government and the political class assured all Americans that they could think as they wished and say what they thought and publish what they said, that they could associate or not associate with anyone. They could worship as they chose or choose not to worship. They could defend themselves with guns even against tyrants, that troops would never enter their homes, that only neutral judges would issue search warrants, and that the government could not take their lives, their freedom, or their property without a trial at which their fault would be proven in front of a neutral jury. All this was guaranteed to the first generation of Americans and to their posterity, that would be us, because much of it had been denied them by the king and the parliament, and because Americans came to believe, even the one-third that were afraid and the one-third that didn't care, that these rights are ours by virtue of our humanity. Whether you believe that we are the highest order of natural selection, or whether you believe, as I do, that we were created by God in His image and likeness, you know in your heart that these natural yearnings, as St. Thomas Aquinas and Thomas Jefferson called them, are our natural rights, are a part of our humanity, and cannot long be denied us. And yet, they have been denied. The same founding fathers who wrote that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech, in fact, enacted the Alien and Sedition Acts, which punished speech that was critical of them, critical of the government. This happened because people were afraid to challenge the tyranny of the majority. America, the greatest losses to our freedom have come not from someone attacking us, but from the government ignoring the Constitution and the majority letting them get away with it. The worst amendments to the Constitution were not those ratified by the states, but rather were amendments by consensus, where all three branches of government agreed to look the other way. When good people do nothing, bad things happen. So what shall we do? We should challenge authority, no matter who is in charge. We should challenge the majority whenever it curtails anybody's freedom. We should side with freedom no matter what the government says. We should vote out of office those who push the government outside the Constitution, no matter what earmarks they just brought home. And we should make the government afraid of us. Afraid of us. Because as Jefferson reminded us, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. But when the government fears the people, there is liberty. From New York, defending freedom, everybody's freedom, whenever I can. So long, America.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
Is it true you were a crack cocaine dealer for 7 years?
I plead the fifth.
Sir, will you tell us about the cartels you dealt with in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
No, but I can tell you that I plead the fifth.
Exactly how much money did you earn in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
Constitution of the United States of America. I can only choose one. I can only choose one. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. Five. One, two, three, four, fifth. Anything you say, fifth. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Did you?
Fifth. A secret document that I think you need to say.
Hello to you all, sir. Good afternoon.
I got your sentence reduced to a month, but...
Oh!
Your niggas need straps, nigga, that me, I'm the plug. We if you need that, nigga, that me, I'm the plug.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. Stupid meaning the follow the process. To an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed a stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20 some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study because he wants to know the shit behind it because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
All right. Peace to the gods. What's going on, man? I know y'all know I'm hectic. I'm mad busy and shit. You know what I mean? Every goddamn weekend this month, I'm doing a seminar. We're going to be in New York this weekend. You know what I mean? Bringing y'all that trueness, that remedy, that nationality and all that. And the whole nine. How y'all doing out there? I'm sitting at my gazebo and shit. My little hookah lounge at my crib. Everything's lovely. Sorry, drinking some water, you know how that be. Yeah, we're going to be there this weekend. Y'all want to check it out, go to Make More Commerce, M-O-O-R, commerce.com to get tickets, find out where it's being held, the whole nine. In the whole business, I got to say, y'all, we are truly making a difference in the world. Listen. I told people this. Now, of course, I'm not wishing this on myself, but if I was to die tomorrow, I'd be happy. Let me explain what I mean. Well, our prophet, the illustrious Noble Jawad Lee, when he died, on his death certificate, it said Negro. But we got about 200 people who's done this process that we talked about and we taught in our seminars. And we teach y'all how to do these, your nationality, what is called the proper way. And it's called, what's the word I'm looking for? We're doing the process formally, which means they recognize it, right? Everyone recognizes it. The way y'all been taught in the past is informal. Now, when you do this process, your birth certificate, all of that stuff is going to be changed. You're going to be listed as a Moor. So when you die, it's going to say Moor on your death certificate. It ain't going to say Negro, African American, none of that shit, right? So we teaching y'all how to do it formally. So definitely y'all want to head out to these seminars and learn how to do it for real. But this ain't the only part that's happening. There's a lot of stuff that's happening, like a lot of stuff we're going to be showing y'all how to get to those securities and all that. But I'm not talking about none of that stuff until we actually finish the nationality part. But what I want to get to is the fact that in light of us doing this, it has jump-started the reevaluation of all the money going back to gold. Now, the ill part is for the people who are 14th Amendment citizens, you know, they still gonna be they're gonna be using that new currency, cryptocurrency that's controlled by the government. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna prove to y'all this is what's going on. So I got a couple of clips to play y'all. This is Donald Trump talking about it. Hold on 1 second. I'm about to play this for you real quick. And let me put it in the chat. Here it goes.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. And one of my subscribers, Undertaker, just told me about this. And I went out and started looking, and I found it. This is Donald Trump literally heralding in the one world currency. Listen for yourself.
I had a very, very good conversation, as most of you know, yesterday with the president of China. It was a very, very warm conversation. I think we are on the process of getting along very well, and I think that will also be very much of a benefit to Japan. So we had a very, very good talk last night and discussed a lot of subjects. It was a long talk, and we are working on that as we speak. We have conversations with various representatives of China. I believe that that will all work out very well for everybody, China, Japan, the United States, and everybody in the region. As far as the currency devaluations, I've been complaining about that for a long time. And I believe that we will all eventually, and probably very much sooner than a lot of people understand or think, we will be all at a level playing field. Because that's the only way it's fair. That's the only way that you can fairly compete in trade and other things. And we will be on that field, and we will all be working very hard to do great for our country. But it has to be fair, and we will make it fair. I think the United States is going to be an even bigger player than it is right now by a lot when it comes to trade. A lot of that will have to do with our tax policy, which you'll be seeing in the not-too-distant future. We'll have an incentive-based policy that people understand or think probably very much sooner than. And I believe that we will talk about that for a long time. The currency devaluations, I've been complaining about that for a long time. And I believe that we will all eventually and probably very much sooner than a lot of people understand or think, we will be all at a level playing field. All at a level playing field. We will be all at a level playing field very much sooner than a lot of people understand or think. We will be all at a level playing field because that's the only way it's fair.
And that's why they put President Trump into office. Donald is going to bring in the new world currency. Mark my words. You just heard him say it.
Now, what kills me is, see how they add and shit to it? He did not say that. He said that he would be bringing in money and it would be on an equal playing field, which means gold-backed currency. Gold-backed currency. That has nothing to do with New World Order. What the fuck the matter with this dude? But anyway, it always makes me laugh how they hear shit and just add and take away the shit instead of leaving what's there, right? Now, here's another clip. China's going to replace the dollar with gold. Hold on 1 second. Let's play this clip.
Alert. China is going to replace the dollar with a gold-backed currency in 2018 as we kick off the new year. The biggest surprise will be that China is going to replace the dollar with a gold-backed currency in 2018. January 7th, King World News, DR. Stephen Lieb, the year 2017 was full of sound and fury. Historians are sure to have a field day with an endless stream of head-spinning headlines to pick from to launch their investigations. But as always, sometimes the most important stories, the ones that will likely have the biggest impact on the future, get largely overlooked. or if they get attention, their true significance is missed. As we begin 2018, it seemed worthwhile to look back at 2017 to list the items that caught my eye as having particular resonance and to explain how I interpreted them. IVE reported on many of them previously, but I think they take on new relevance when viewed as a whole. Am I cherry-picking? Yes, of course, to some degree. But I think that from a future vantage point it will be clear that the most significant overarching development this decade was a broad shift in power from west to east. The shift is already underway, but the wing items are warning signs that it will only accelerate. Many of these signs point to the near certainty that China will succeed in its pursuit of a new monetary system backed by gold, helping explain why I am convinced gold is on the threshold of a massive, unprecedented rise. April S.
Damn, y'all. They on some bullshit. You know, they just totally froze everything up. I couldn't do nothing. I had to go all the way to my server and turn that off, because every time I tried to back out of it or shut shit down, it wouldn't even let me. I had to turn off the what's the name? Yo, this, damn, man, I ain't even think this subject was all that serious like that, but I guess they do. But yeah, they made me lose all my bookmarks, what I was playing and what I was gonna read to y'all and all that. This shit is crazy, man. But with that being said, yo, cause we doing our nationality, they gotta bring the gold back because the people are coming back, right? Now, with that being said, this is House of Representatives bill, and it was signed on March 22nd, 2018. I'm gonna put this in the chat. We're gonna read this this bill, because they've already passed it, where America went back to the gold clause, man. It happened in the 115th Congress, second section, and here it go. I'm gonna read this joint. To define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold, be it enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress Assembly, Section 1, Findings. Congress finds the following. Number one, the United States dollar has lost 30% of its purchasing power since 2000 and 96% of its purchasing power since the end of the gold standard in 1913. Two, under the Federal Reserve's 2% inflation objective, the dollar loses half of its purchasing power every generation of 35 years. Number three, American families need long-term price stability to meet their household spending needs, save money, and plan for retirement. Number four, the Federal Reserve policy of long-term inflation has made American manufacturing uncompetitive, raising the cost of United States manufacturers' goods by more than 40% since 2000, compared to less than 20% in Germany and France. Number five, between 2000 and 2010, the United States manufacturing employment shrunk by one-third after holding steady for 30 years after nearly 20 million jobs. Number six, the American economy needs a stable dollar, fixed exchange rates, and money supply controlled by the market, not the government. Number seven, the gold standard puts control of the money supply within the market instead of the Federal Reserve. Number eight, the gold standard means legal tender defined by the convertible into a certain quantity of gold. Number nine, under the gold standard through 1913, the United States economy grew at an annual average of 4%, one-third larger than the growth rate since then and twice the level since 2000. Number 10, the International Gold Exchange Standard from 1914 to 1971 did not provide the United States dollar convertible into gold and therefore helped cause the Great Depression and stagflation. Number 11, the Federal Reserve's trickle-down policy of expanding the money supply with no demand for it has enriched the owners of financial assets but endangered the jobs, wages, and savings of the blue-collar workers. Number 12, restoring American middle-class prosperity requires change in the monetary policy authorized to Congress in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5 of the Constitution. Section 2, define the dollar in the terms of gold. Effective 30 months after the date of enactment of this act, number one, the Secretary of Treasury in this act referred to as the Secretary shall define the dollar in terms of a fixed weight of gold based on the day closing market price of the gold. Number two, Federal Reserve banks shall make Federal Reserve notes exchangeable with gold at a statutory gold definition of the dollar. Number three, disclosure of holding. During the 30-month following period, the date of this enactment of the Act of the United States Government shall take timely and reasonable steps to disclose all its holdings of gold, together with the contemporaneous report of the United States governmental purchase of sales, thus enhancing the ability of the market and the market participants to arrive at the fixed dollar gold priority in an orderly fashion. There it is. Here's the cover. And there's the fur cover right there. Right? If you want to watch TV, you got to go in the room because I'm on my show. And Daddy will come in and watch it with you later. So there it is. Y'all see that shit, yo? We back on the goal. So I don't understand how this nigga was talking, you know, that video I played earlier, how he was talking that shit about, New World Order and one world currency coming. That ain't what it said. That ain't what this bill said. Where'd he get that from? You know what I mean? But that came about because, check it, if you got the real people, you got to have the real currency.
And as it turned out.
But you already know they definitely going to try to give all the fake people, the 14th Amendment, they're going to try to give them a fake currency. Of course they are. You know what I mean? But hold on, let me pull up them clips again. I want y'all to hear the shit that they saying. Here we go.
Will succeed in its pursuit of a new monetary system backed by gold, helping explain why I am convinced gold is on the threshold of a massive, unprecedented rise. April S. Mar-a-Lago Trump's iSummit meeting. This two-day event certainly didn't take place under the radar. Even if it had been uneventful, this first meeting between the relatively new U.S. president, who on the campaign trail had ranted against China for its trade practices, and the powerful head of China, would have been inherently dramatic. And as it turned out, it was anything but uneventful. As the leaders dined together on April 6, U.S. missiles were bombing an airport in Syria, heightening the drama. North Korea had just tested a ballistic missile that landed in the Sea of Japan. The significance, while the missile attack on Syria was praised as a sign of U.S. resolve, I see more devious undercurrents at play. I don't think it was a coincidence that both Syria and North Korea became front burner issues just as Trump and Xi were meeting. I think Russia had a hand in the Syrian chemical attack, that provoked the U.S. response note that the U.S. warned Russia of its missile attack on the airport before it happened. And I, Dante, believe North Korea would have acted without permission from China. It suggests coordination between Russia and China aimed at distracting Trump from raising trade issues with China, as indeed he did. 2. Tesla's missed targets in October. Tesla revealed minuscule deliveries of its highly doubted Model 3 electric vehicle, its most modestly priced model, that supposedly would bring EVs within the reach of the masses. It managed to produce only a few hundred cars in the quarter, dramatically below what it had projected, and nowhere near its 2018 target of 10,000 a week. The significance: Tesla's production contrasts with China's explosive growth in EV production. In November 2017, EV sales reached 84,000 units in China, more than 9 times Tesla's average monthly sales during the fourth quarter. This points to China's ability to dominate new energy-related industries, and at the heart of this is China's dominance in supply chains and in the resources that EVs depend on, including lithium, graphite, and cobalt. It is a further reminder that the U.S. tragically lacks China in access to the critical natural resources that will be essential not just to our economy, but to our military. 3. Trump's November visit to Beijing, the elaborate, obsequious pageantry that China staged for Trump masked the fact that the U.S. has seemingly dropped its prior insistence that China give up its encroachment on 2 islands in the South China Sea. The significance: this was a tacit recognition that China's military is capable of defending these islands, and more generally that China can't be challenged in the East. This bears directly on China's ability to launch an alternative reserve currency that will replace the dollar, at least within the eastern half of the globe. Why? Because a reserve currency has always gone hand in hand with military as well as economic might, and China clearly has the military resources to protect the territory in which the new reserve currency would hold sway. 4. MIT study on U.S. shale. The study pointed to less potential that is generally believed for U.S. oil production from shale. It said the sweet spots already have been disproportionately drilled and fewer remain. This means obtaining oil from shale will become increasingly expensive and less productive. The significance: U.S. shale production has been critical in keeping oil supply able to meet demand. If production falters, oil prices, which already have firmed, will continue to strengthen, and other commodities will rise in their wake. Gold, whose role historically has been to serve as a currency in times of commodity scarcities, will rise even faster. 5. China's ban on trading cryptocurrencies. Over the summer, China issued a policy forbidding its citizens from trading in any cryptocurrency, including Bitcoin. Chinese officials viewed the extreme volatility in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as a potential bubble that could undermine the economy. Strikingly, however, it allowed the mining of cryptocurrencies to continue. The significance: by permitting continued mining, China is letting miners gain valuable experience in creating the blockchains that are associated with cryptocurrencies. The motivation is that blockchains will be essential in facilitating a new gold-backed monetary system. Based on various statements by Chinese officials, IVE thought for a long time that China's ultimate intention is not to substitute the yuan for the dollar, but rather to replace the dollar with a basket of currencies such as the SDR, to which gold would be added. Such transactions would be immensely complex, and probably the only way to implement the system effectively would be to record all transactions on blockchains. 6. Chinese-Saudi trade recorded on blockchains in December. Bloomberg reported that sometime earlier China and Saudi Arabia had some trade that was being recorded on blockchains. The significance: I see this as an initial experiment in bringing in blockchains to facilitate international trade, a vital step in creating a new reserve currency. It asks for further confirmation of China's intentions in this area. 7. Paper by the National Bureau of Economic Research, NBER. NBER is a nonprofit Massachusetts-based organization. In the spring, it published a paper that, based on data gleaned from satellite technology, focused on China's economy in the fourth quarter of 2015. Its conclusion, while China had reported GDP growth of 6.8% for the quarter, that likely understated its actual growth. The study said 6.8% was the low end of range, whose high end was 10%, suggesting that a growth rate of around 8% was likelier than the 6.8% China had reported. The significance, the report buttresses my view, that contrary to the West's belief that China fudges its data on the upside, China has often deliberately downplayed its strengths. I see this as a tactic to keep the West off its back, while it proceeded sub rosa with plans to gain an even greater role on the global stage, particularly by replacing the dollar with a new reserve currency eventually tied to gold. 8. Bloomberg study on Chinese corporate debt in December. Bloomberg reported that a study of 4,000 major Chinese corporations showed debt levels had fallen dramatically in 2017. To assess the company's leverage, the study looked at the ratio of debt to EBITDA, earnings before interest, expenses, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. A ratio of 1 would mean that the cash a company nets before interest, expenses, taxes, etc. equals the company's entire debt load. Such a company offers great safety, it is nearly inconceivable it could go bankrupt. After a decade in which the ratio for the 4,000 companies oscillated around 2, it dropped sharply in 2017 to 1. The significance, the Western world has long believed China has a major corporate debt problem. But in fact, if it ever did, and there is evidence that in line with downplaying its strengths, see above, China overstated its debt problems, it no longer does. This means China is free to generate rapid growth, including by going all out with infrastructure creation within its borders and in the developing world at large. That will spur global growth and will mean rising demand for commodities, which in turn will be good for gold. And it leaves China strongly positioned to move ahead with its plans for a new monetary system. 9. Confirmation: China will start trading an oil benchmark in January. In the Shanghai Free Trade Zone, this event actually didn't happen in 2017. Bloomberg reported it 4 seconds after midnight on January 1, 2018. But ILL cheats by 4 seconds.
Here you go. Now, you already know what China's doing. Russia is doing too, right? So, all the major people of the world have switched over to gold-backed currency, which means for the people that's purchased dinar and all that, the reevaluation is soon to happen. Them laws is passed. They're trying to keep that shit secret. That's why they cut me off early the way they did. But you know how I was like, man, I'm getting back
fast,
on.
Efficient and highly trained, the service pros at Accurate Carland have the equipment and expertise to keep your car looking and running like new. From the time
I'm like, I'm getting back on, man. I got something to say. So all of this is a result of y'all stepping to these courts to Now, I was reading something earlier. It's a real convoluted read. But they have this law out where they're doing the Social Security Act over. And they're taking, they're opting out of y'all when y'all paid that Social Security, that money was going to England. That's being shut down. It's being shut down because y'all, the true creditors of America, is resurfacing. The Aboriginal populace is resurfacing. You know, I read another one where California did a whole bill talking about they're going to make more provisions to recognize the Aboriginal people of the Americas. So what I'm saying is, never have there been a time where we're changing policies by getting our own house together. You know what I mean? By us becoming who we are, and our ancestors' shit is falling into place. And y'all are actually helping a whole bunch of other people get freedom too. When y'all go back to the original fold of what your ancestors was, now you get to control policies. Now you get to vote. Now you get to make the laws. And the Americas, as 14th Amendment citizens, y'all don't get to vote on no laws. Now, the ill part is, there's going to be rich, there's going to be poor. There's going to be 14th Amendments, and there's going to be private people, free people. The choice is which one you going to be. Now, we are at the top of the hour. I'm going to play. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm not having a full show. I'm going to go as close as I can to a full show. But, you know, I got to prepare. We're going to be in New York this weekend doing a seminar. And I got business I got to handle before I leave. I've been on the road the whole month. But after the break, we're going to open up the call lines. I ain't forgot that this is Consultation Wednesday. So we will be back shortly. Okay? Shortly.
Wisconsin. Are any of you old enough to remember when the very first McDonald's opened in your neighborhood? Liar, liar, pants on fire. I know you're old enough to remember that. He did not raise his hand, so he's going to hell. So they announced that for the grand opening of this brand new thing called fast food McDonald's, they were going to give away hamburger, french fry, and Coke combinations to the first 500 people who showed up on grand opening day. And so, of course, all the kids from the neighborhood were there to take in the goodies. And I was among them. And 10 o'clock came, the store opened, and we got our hamburger, french fry, and Coke combinations. And I was delighted. It wasn't really that great food-wise, but what the hell, it was fast. And it was the first, you know, hamburger, french fry, Coke combination I ever had in my life. It was clearly not the last, but it was the first. And so, I was walking down the street, eating my hamburger, french fry, and Coke, you know, and I was just enjoying it. And then it's halfway through, I spit it out. And my friend said, "What's the matter? Is it that bad?" I said, "Yes, but that's not why I'm... It's Friday." I forgot it's Friday. Oh my God. And I raced home to my mom, you know, and she saw that I came in the room and I was just beside myself. And she said, "Are you okay? Are you all right? Did somebody hurt you? Did somebody hit you? Did you fall? What happened?" I said, no, but it's Friday. It's Friday. I ate meat. It's Friday." Yeah, and my mother said, "Oh, sweetheart, is this okay?" She held me close, you know. As only a mother can do at a time like that. "Honey, it's okay. I'm sure that God understands." Poor dear sweetheart didn't have the heart to tell me in that moment that God simply didn't give a damn. My room still thinking that he did. And so then the next day, that weekend, I was in catechism class after Mass, and And the priest gave his little homily, his little lesson to the kids. And when he was done, he said, "Are there any questions on this or any other topic?" And I said, "Father, could I ask you a question about something else, but Catholic?" He said, "Sure, theology, yeah. Yes, my son." I said, "Is it true that if I eat meat on Friday and I don't go to confession on Saturday and I get hit by a car on Sunday, that on Monday I'm in hell?" "No, my son. You're in purgatory." I said, "What is purgatory?" He said, "Well, it's just like hell, only it's not forever." I've had a few marriages like that, actually. But just kidding. Just kidding. So I said, "Well, what happens in purgatory?" He said, "In purgatory, you have your sins, you know, burned off or cleansed or whatever, you know, off your soul. And then when you're purified, you can go back and meet God the Father who is in heaven." I said to the priest, "Well, what about people who don't have any sins?" He said, "Well, my son, there probably aren't very many living saints like that. Chances are most of us have a few sins, even I." He said, "Have a few sins that I would, you know." So I said, "But what about, I'm straining to find some example that, how about a 2-hour-old baby who dies, God forbid, at childbirth, but surely that baby would not have to go to purgatory, but in fact would go zinging right straight back to God the Father in heaven, right?" And the priest said, "Not necessarily, my son." "Well, why not? I mean, it's the picture of utter perfection, of absolute purity. Why wouldn't it go?" "Not unless it was baptized." "Are you laughing, sir?" And so I was told by the priest that unless the baby was baptized, and by the way, if it was not baptized, it'd be through no fault of its own. Obviously, the baby's 2 hours old, so what could do a whole lot about that? So, but that didn't matter, and I was trying to explain to the priest, "But Father, it's not the child's fault. I mean, the parents just didn't, I mean, it's not even the child's doing. It's..." "Sorry, my son. Baby has to be baptized." "Well, if it's not baptized, where does it go? To hell?" "No, of course not." "Well, to purgatory?" "No, my son." "Well, then where?" "All together now." "Limbo? Limbo?" "I'm sorry?" "What in the hell is limbo?" "Well, it's kind of a suburb of heaven and hell. It's just kind of like..." Little over the side there. And I remember when I got that answer from the priest, I thought, I was like 11 years old. In my 11-year-old mind, I thought to myself, didn't say it out loud, but in my mind I was saying, "Oh my God, this guy actually believes this." "This guy is teaching this stuff. He thinks this is what God is about. He thinks that God denies entrance to the kingdom of heaven to a 2-hour-old picture of innocence because a ritual was not performed." Oh my. Oh my. We really are children of a lesser God. Years passed. 10 years later, I was 21 years old, and I saw a headline on my local paper, and it said, "Pope declares eating meat on Friday no longer a sin." What? And but what about all those millions of people through all those thousands of years who ate all of those hundreds of hamburgers on a Friday by mistake? And all the time they spent in purgatory paying for it. What does God say to them?
Sorry. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, with regard to the idea of God, we're making it all up. We are. They are. They are. It's bad enough that we're making it all up, but here's where it gets really weird. We kill people if they don't agree with us. Tell them that God will kill them in eternal life and send them to hell. We can laugh at this, but we laugh through our tears because we know it's true. But here's the good news. It doesn't have to be true anymore. All we have to do is find a way to change our cultural story. Not just a story that Catholics tell their children, or Muslims tell their children, or Jews tell their children, or Hindus tell their children, but all of us are telling, all of us, because we've got stories. I've got stories that are just as interesting.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it even though it was stupid. I decided to do it. Stupid meaning the follow the process. To an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20 some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You can't, you know, you won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study. Because he wants to know the shit behind it, because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
All right. We back from break. Peace to the gods. Yo, y'all haven't checked out Naturals Omegas, by all means, go to naturalomegas.com. Check out the products there. They're all natural. They help heal the body. They're actually some of the best products you're ever going to use in your life. So, yeah, check out naturalomegas.com, all right? Anyway, yeah, so, man, what we're doing is actually literally changing everything in the world. That's mine's baby girl, or that's yours? Oh. Mine's coming? Okay. All right, so I'm going to open up the call line. I'm going to 503-890. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What's going on, God?
Oh, what's going on, bro? Hey, man, you got me thinking now. Man, I'm going to ask you a different question than I was going to ask you originally. So what effect is the gold standard, the money being backed by gold, going to have for us dealing with the dollar, and also for cryptocurrency if we're involved in that?
That's a great question. A lot of cryptocurrency is backed by gold. I know of one or two of them that's backed by gold, right? So it's going to be right in line, but that's also going to make it where it's worth more than all the other stuff. You know what I mean? Because it's on that gold standard. You know, when all these places go back to gold, you know, that means gold is going to rise to a crazy amount. That's why I played that clip for y'all. It was talking about how gold going to jump through the roof. You see what I'm saying? Now, also...
Right.
What that means for y'all is it means that they have to get rid of the whole, if the Federal Reserve system is gone, the 14th Amendment system is gone. You see what I'm saying? The whole
New World Order
shit is gone. All of that, it goes back to before, you know, they implemented the 14th Amendment. Now, the thing is, though, those who are still 14th Amendment, I think, you know, stuck in it. Those who come out of it is going to be straight. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're going to have different classes of people is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, I got that. You were saying that earlier. Right. I understood that. Yep.
Later,
the have and the have not.
Exactly. And it's going to be based on the status of who you are, what kind of citizen are you. And I'm going to keep it real. It was always based on that anyway. Because let me explain what I mean. You know, the people in Congress and their family members and all that was always excluded from this 14th Amendment shit, and they were super rich. You see what I'm saying? They become royalty.
Right.
The 14th Amendment laws never applied to them. But now there's going to be a lot more people that it don't apply to. That's not down with Congress and shit like that. Legislative bodies in the state level and shit like that.
Man, that's deep. See, that's why this nationality is real important now. And to get our commerce going.
Man, why you think all I'm really talking about is how it aligns everything? Because, listen, everyone is trying to make it like you don't need a nationality. It's not that important. It doesn't change anything. It changes everything. You know what I mean? It literally changes everything.
Think we're slave now.
Listen,
man, it's going to be even worse.
You won't be able to sue for the securities if you're still a U.S. citizen. U.S. citizens are debtors. They're debtors. U.S. citizens are not and never was creditors. They don't owe a U.S. citizen a damn dime. A U.S. citizen is what? An ex-slave. And you can't really call it an ex-slave. It's not an ex-slave. What it is you've been transferred from a regular man owning you and transferred to the federal government owning you.
Right, the corporation. Yep.
Yes. You know what I mean?
All right, so, all right.
Good question.
Yeah, but I got a newbie question of my original question for you. Let's be real quick. I did authenticated birth certificate a while back, and I also did the certificate of title beneficial owner to it as well. Well, I was wondering, why isn't the beneficial title, why isn't it in the spiritual name? It's in my last name, comma, first name.
See, because
shouldn't it be in the spiritual
name? You're not understanding the process. You, the person who actually is the owner on the certificate has to first, what? He has to first say, I'm the person written in this. I'm the owner. Then he transfers it to what? A private trust. How could some stranger come along that's not on the certificate say it's mine?
Right, but with the, even with my private name, it's still me, the same person.
No, they don't. They don't know that until you do that. Yo, why would you think anyone was supposed to know that unless the paperwork tells them that? You know what I mean?
Well, I didn't. Right. Well, no, I think I'm still a little confused here. Now, I know no one would know that unless I proclaimed it.
Is the name Jonah John Bay on the birth certificate? No. Jonah John Scott is. So Jonah John Scott is the baby that has to come in and claim it.
Okay.
Now, if you do your nationality, the name Jonah John Scott is transferred and changed to Jonah John Bay.
Okay.
You ain't never went to our nationality class yet. You ain't been to a seminar. So you don't understand.
No, but when y'all come to LA, I will be.
Okay. Then you're gonna totally see how the whole shit go together. You feel me?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, like you trying to put it together and you ain't got the majority of the puzzle yet.
Yeah,
you know
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I am trying to put it together, you know. I mean, I see little pieces here and there, you know, different processes, different things. But the nationality
but
one,
you know what?
You know, it's a little tricky.
It's good for you to think that way. Because thinking that way is going to make you get the aha moment. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yo. Yep. So. You doing what you supposed to think. You ain't supposed to be doing no shit without thinking about it. Hold on. That don't make sense. Explain that shit to me, Jonah.
Right,
you supposed
to
do that. All right, then.
Yep,
peace
thank
to
you,
God.
Man. All right,
no
peace
doubt,
to God.
Bro, no doubt. All right, I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 303-280. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah. Good again.
What up, God?
That's a that's some crazy information, man. Your diligence is up. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay,
can you hear me?
All right, I hear you now. What up?
Yeah, I was saying, your ass is you one diligent motherfucker in this bitch. I don't know how the hell your ass stay on top of this shit, man. I seen that shit just said like March 22nd. That article that you broke out for us about that gold, and that shit's like, damn, you already got the drop on that motherfucker that they about to get back into the gold standard in this bitch, man.
Yeah,
so that's nuts.
It's already a law. It's already a law. It's already happened. But people don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is all a part of that reevaluation with the dinars and all that shit, yo.
Yeah. That shit is, man, we ride on the right train, on the right track in this bitch, man. That's love that we, because this shit is going to be vital when that shit goes back to that method, man, on the cool, man. We have to have our shit together at that point. But I do, I wanted to say, though, I got my private ID, so thank you. Thank you.
No doubt.
Shit was crispy, but I do have one error with mine.
Let's not be talking about it on air, you know what I mean?
Yep, I got you. But good luck on that.
No doubt.
But I was going to say, I just, I didn't see Aboriginal on it, so I wanted to take exception to that. And that's the last thing I'm going to say on this motherfucker about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last thing I'm going to say. But I was going to tell you that I was reading some of that shit you were saying, and that whole thing with the year 1913, like, when I was reading it, it said that's when the gold standard had dropped. Like, right around...
When I was a Jehovah's Witness, they said that's when the world ended, 1913, when they implemented those laws against the people of the world.
Yeah. Yep, and that's when, also, all kind of shifts changed. Like, the Federal Reserve Act was signed that year.
Yep.
The FBI was established. Awkwardly enough, the Morris Science Temple was established.
Yep.
All kind of crazy shit went on that year. Like, that's an interesting fucking year.
They were really trying to take over the world with that whole movement. You know what I mean? Through the laws. They thought the people were dumbed down enough.
Yeah. Yep. And then, when you were saying that because you had said that all the constitutional officers are already expatriated, right? They
yes,
already kind of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. I remember you dropping that on the show that they asked, that's why they could kind of do whatever the hell they want. You know what I'm saying? Because they really under those protections because they ain't in the 14th Amendment game like the rest of us.
They can do that as long as they don't themselves go against the Constitution.
Right. And that's why we come at the ass through the Constitution, they got to fall back in line and shit. Cause that's
right.
The one contract their ass is under that they got to be obedient to in this bitch.
Right. Like your regular cop, he'll break the Constitution. He don't give a fuck. Nothing happens to him. Because he's a 14th Amendment citizen, right? But he's only given immunities and privileges. But the constitutional officers is 100% trustees to the real Constitution. They can't break it.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is crazy, man. It's a damn deep game. Deep game, man. Fucking, I gotta try to get out
through.
To the... Yep.
Go ahead.
Yep. No, I was just saying I got to try to get to the closest seminar to me. Y'all don't know when y'all doing the Cali one? Y'all still ain't got that locked in?
We still ain't got that locked in. We're working on it diligently.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I'm working on my non-UTC now, though, because I know that got to be done. Got
to
get
if
that
done
first. If
we can get
first.
Enough people to pre-peg, we can come and do it. Problem is, people want to pay at the door and all that. We can't do that for Cali. Cali is mad expensive. We don't know how many people are coming. We don't know if we'll even make the money to pay for our flights to get there.
Gotcha. So if there is one, we all better jump in and pay that motherfucker online, mandatory. If that
right. Right.
Got you. I'm glad you said that. So let that be known for everybody trying to get it started in the West. If they do it, pay in advance. You know you're going in the motherfucker. Please.
Or some baller-ass nigga just fucking pays for everything, and then he takes the chance of getting his money back when we do it. You know what I mean?
Yep. True story. True story. Yeah. I know that Akeem was saying that y'all might do another one in Texas too, so I'm gonna keep my eyes peeled for that joint.
Sure.
That ain't too far. But yeah, I just wanted to say Oh yeah, how was the Louisiana seminar? Was it jumping off?
Oh, it was dope. It was dope. Especially the hotel and all that we stayed in and all that and did it in. It was real nice. And everyone just loved the info. The info, you know, the info's always going to be on point.
Yeah. Yep, I went to one. That shit is cold. I want to go back, though, man, because
went in on was the appeal process. All right.
Yep.
Joey Bounce is supposed to be coming in today. He had a conversation with a lawyer about the nationality. I ain't seen him in here yet. I wanted him to come in and say what this lawyer had told him. I mean, the lawyer says straight up, when they talking about that bullshit that they don't have jurisdiction, they are lying 100%.
Man. Well, that... For some reason, I believe that they would be lying because they some lying motherfuckers. No doubt on that one. I was going to say this real quick, though, before I jump off. On Friday, y'all was talking about the one guy called in and asked, do y'all have a package, like kind of a bundle for like a court case?
Right.
And Akeem actually does have one called like the, on his, it's called like the, I think it's called the, court case package, or like the he has one on his site. If you go to Akeem, he does actually have one where it's like with the 5.1 and all the non-U.S. citizenship and all the shit you would need for a basic case. He kind of got one at his website, because I know y'all might have just missed that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna keep it real. I don't know what's on my site, so I damn sure don't know what's on Joey or Akeem's site. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I figured, you know what I'm saying? That's why I just put that out there, if the cat's listening about it. They kind of got a bundle, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already doing commerce on that level, man, so, you know what I'm saying? But I'll go ahead and yield to that, man. Peace to the God, G.
Peace to God. I'm going to 44484.
Peace to the guys under you is coming to me, man. What's up, man?
What's what up, Hollywood?
Chilling, yo. Chilling, man. You know, I like everything you went into tonight. You know, what you was talking about. And you broke down the whole thing about the ghost. That people was going in on Donald Trump based on who was. Like, oh, Donald Trump, you're doing this, and I'm so mad. And I was like, look, motherfucker, he's trying to pull you into the area where you should be in. Don't get mad at the motherfucker because he a businessman. Now, I don't agree with him or anything, because I don't put myself in the affairs of any political party. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, but at the end of the day, everything that's going on is really for the benefit of people who have the right knowledge. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because you got people, like you said, you will have 14th Amendment citizens that's still stuck up under a binding contract as a bondsman.
Yep.
And you go to church all these Sundays and you still don't know what a bondsman is. That's what I don't get. You dig?
They're not educated, about Hollywood.
Well,
hey, baby.
If
you tell your mom, can I have another hard taco?
If you don't mind, let me say a little something about that. You know what I'm saying? When you deal with that whole bondsman situation. When you talk about the resurrection, they talk about the Christ and all that. That's allegorical. That's not a person that's going to come here and do anything for you. You are the Christ that's supposed to resurrect.
It's the Christ.
When you come out of that bondsman,
in your own head.
That's it. When you come out of that bondsman state that you're in, civil tua mortuus, that's what they call it, civilly dead, you are dead in the eyes of the law, you're dead in the nation, God shall call you by your name, you have no nation, you have no name.
Yep.
Come up out of that. So when you resurrect, Therefore, you have resurrected. You came into where you should be at. So you have to correct these things that's being done to you. Other than that, you fucked in the game, and you're going to get nothing. Because when they reevaluate all this shit, they have debtors that's going to have to pay.
It's debtors that's going to have to debt. Work.
That's it. That's why you got FEMA camps.
Yep. No,
you're going.
They rather be on YouTube and all that and say niggas that do the injunction is gonna be on the go to the FEMA camps.
No, it's that's for a U.S. citizen.
Yep,
you're in the jurisdiction of U.S. citizenship, territory, boundaries, all that other shit. I posted something on Facebook. I asked a question. I said, "Who are you contracted with?" And I asked, what's the difference between the city, the state, and the county? Who do you have your contract with?
Mm-hmm.
And you know
they
what? I didn't
know.
Get no hits. I didn't get
no
hits. Nobody say nothing.
Someone to give you a hit for that, Hollywood, they have to be fucking with Hindsight or the other radio station, you know, New Evolution, because that's a deep question. They don't understand it.
And then they I put the definition.
Aren't them the same people that be talking about, you know, they going to the federal government for the money, the Treasury Direct account? And I'm like, your money ain't
TDA shit.
Yeah, your money ain't there. You contracted with the county, man.
Ah, thank you. And that's the answer I was looking for. Nobody
said
that.
All they have to do is look at that. Own birth certificate, and it says who
you
contracted with.
There you go. So everything else come by way of contracts that you initiate.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Social Security card based from the motherfucking state, who got something from the federal government actually issues it to the state. So the Social Security number that you're using, that's where it's coming from, but the state is authorizing you to use it.
They don't get it. Yo, it's all different. Each contract took you deeper into the rabbit hole.
Into the system.
Yep.
Right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Clean it up. Hit it
so
up.
You are straight up contracted. First thing you do is the very first contract, believe it or not, is with the hospital. They call that the birth record, right? From the birth record, they create the certificate of live birth, right? From that, that's really the church. The hospital is the church, believe it or not.
Yeah, and military base.
Then they convert that into what? The state, and they call it what? The birth certificate. Now, once the state has the birth certificate, they go to the federal to go get what? Social Security number, federal employee number. You see what I'm saying? So,
and you're an agent.
And how that breaks down and how they got into that rabbit hole?
Right. So now what you have, when you talked about the TDA account, you got this motherfucking rogue-ass agent coming in here trying to tap into some motherfucking shit that they shouldn't be tapping into.
Right. Like my nigga, you don't have no contracts with the U.S. government directly. The state does as your middleman. They call it what? Intermediary.
Yeah, that's your trustee.
No, even the banks that you deal with, the Federal Reserve, it has the contract with the federal government as an intermediary.
Yep.
But you don't have one directly with the federal government.
So,
and
what
if you do... The only one you do have that's directly with the federal government is when you buy a house, the FDH loan.
Right. Basically,
you know
when
mean?
Them people talk about
if you do, when you have one directly with the federal government through what? Taxes.
That's
you
it. Because you
contract.
Are an agent.
Right.
You're an agency under the state because you went out and you purchased these little IDs. And you use the Social Security number and all these things. So when they come get you, what they ask you for, they say, show me some ID. They want to show them the government badge.
And guess what?
That you got.
you now just got the contract when you showed them that contract. It's prima facie.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, but you know the fucked up part is niggas go in court talking about some you ain't got jurisdiction over me. But on the record,
yo, they constantly
niggas
saying that dumb shit. I'm like, yo, that ain't what the law says.
You got the ID. They got the what they call it, the NCIS system or whatever, where they run your name through all the states to see if you won it.
The Moorish, they run up in there with the Moorish ID, right, of the Moorish Science Temple and all that, and still say you don't have jurisdiction on me. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but, yo, the Moorish Science Temple is what's called a subsidiary company of the United States.
Yes.
501c3.
Yes, that's it. You agree to the terms under that. You can't speak out against the government. So how the hell you think you're going to go in court and fight against it? The same thing you're contracting with. You contracting with
God,
this.
Joey B.
What up?
Peace, Joey.
What's up? All
right, yo, I'm going to move on to Joey. I want him to talk about this conversation with this lawyer when it came to the nationality. Peace to God, Hollywood.
Peace to the guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joey. The floor is yours. Let's repeat that conversation we had earlier.
All right, cool. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, all right, cool. I got these new headphones in. So, yeah, I had called this lawyer, man, because I was trying to find out, you know, which court I needed to file the paperwork in for nationality because of the fact that I was born in Kansas, but I reside in Missouri. So I called the court, and the court, of course, they don't want to give me no information on where to file. They're like, that's legal information. You need to contact a lawyer. So I start, you know, snooping around and calling different lawyers. And I reached this lady. Happened to be an attorney that deals with birth certificates. So we got to talking. You know, I was asking her about name change. So she's telling me, you know, you got to file it in the county that you live in. And she mentioned full faith and credit. She was like, you know, because every state has full faith and credit, she was like, whatever state you live in has the responsibility to make sure that the state you was born in changes the record for you once it's done in the state you live in. So I was like, all right, cool. So then I started asking her about nationality. I said, well, have you ever, because she's like, well, we've changed hundreds of birth certificates. So I'm like, all right, well, if that's the case, then you've done nationality before. She's like, nah, but I did a gender change. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that ain't what I'm looking for. And so she told me,
hey, Joey,
like,
they said your phone sounds muffled.
That ain't my phone.
You know what it sounds like to me? Like you in a hallway or something. I hear a bit of an echo.
I'm in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'll try to step outside. Hold on. Alright. How's that? That better?
It sounds better to me. I mean,
okay. So essentially, I called the attorney and I asked the attorney. I said, listen, I said, you know, have you ever done a nationality before? You know, because she's telling me that she's done birth certificate corrections and gender corrections and all of that. And she's like, no, I've never done that before. She's like, but what's your nationality? So, you know, I tell her, I says, well, I'm a Moor. And so she says, oh, okay. She says, well, I don't think it'd be a problem. She says, because the district court has jurisdiction. I told her, I said, well, that's funny. I said, because we just did a name change in that court. And the judge told us that they didn't have jurisdiction. She says, well, the judge is lying. She says, she said, the judge is lying. She said, so what you need to do, she said, if they tell you they don't have jurisdiction, is do she said, you got 30 days to remove that judge and get another one. She said, because the district court is supposed to do the nationality correction for you and then send it over to your state.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, real interesting information, man. And she was spilling the beans, man. She was definitely spilling the beans. She was ready to go all in. She's like, well, can you come into my office? She's like, I'll do it for you. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I got it. We're going to handle it. But just her giving
just
me that information,
information,
telling me, you know, that the courts do have jurisdiction, and then telling me
how to invoke the invocation.
Right. Right. Yo, it's crazy that they would lie, but today y'all should understand why they're trying to slow y'all down. Y'all should understand why they're lying. Listen, we're changing the world by going back to being who we are. By doing that, they have to provide us with gold to buy shit.
Exactly.
You know, I want y'all to go out and see that movie John Wick so you can understand how it was two different citizenships in New York in the movie John Wick.
Yeah, I even asked you about the citizenship thing. I said, well, what about naturalization and the courts have the naturalization power? And she's like, yeah. She's like, well, she says, you know, it's more of a federal thing. She says, but the fact that they can change your status on the birth certificate would essentially be naturalization in the district court.
Mm-hmm.
So just for everybody out there who's been told they can't.
We said that, yo, when you change that and you get the court order stating that you are more, your nationality or your naturalization has changed in whatever court they do.
Exactly.
Confirmed that.
Hey, I'm gonna say peace to the gods because my phone is about to die. And,
all right, peace to the god. Thanks for that information. I'll see you in New York this weekend.
Okay, peace to the gods.
Peace to the god. All right, so y'all heard it. I mean, that's what's going on. Even the lawyers and all that know that they're trying to stop us, man. This is why we're never ever gonna give up. We're gonna make sure we get it done, cause this is gonna change the world, y'all. I'm going back to the call lines. I'm going to 619-946. Peace to God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay.
What
it
up,
do?
God? Chilling,
peace
chilling.
To the God.
Lane down as usual.
Yo, y'all dropping some hot shit, yo. And I actually wanted to shout something out to Joey, but peace, Joey. If you can hear me, got up just before I got in. Good
right.
information, Joey. I guess it's right, man. Mm-hmm. It's the time, Jonah. You right on cue, bro. Mm-hmm. Right on cue. Because now they force, it's like everybody's opening their eyes, like, you know. What you
right.
talking about? Of course you could do it like this. We've been doing it. It's right here.
Right.
And he's like, okay, thank you. That's awesome, Joey. That's awesome. And in Florida, it's the district courts, too. So it's the same thing that applies down here in Florida.
They
that's
just want to give us hard times, making us fucking appeal shit, but yo, we need the court experience. We need to know how to appeal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful.
We need to know how to dismiss these judges and ask them to recuse themselves.
That's true. That's true. That's right on. That's right.
Yeah,
what did you always...
Go ahead.
What did you say when you said after the third time you say recuse yourself? What was the last statement you said? You had
I take exception.
I take exception. That's
yep.
what it was. Take exception. All right. Now, I got a two-part question, Jonah. Right? All right. I'm dealing with credit repair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did the third-party debt collection letter. Right. Now, defaulted amount. Now, we drafted the complaint, right? I have a two-part question. If you're
mm-hmm.
dealing like, remember you and the other brother that did people dirty, y'all was going to create that website or that company where y'all was doing lawsuits for people, right?
Right.
I started doing that already, right? So I got a question. In that, how would you now, I know I can't go into court and represent anybody,
And I'm giving them information, and then we're working out a deal, such as a lawyer. I'm just not going into court. In what way could I contract somebody else to go into court if necessary? Say, a paralegal. Would they be able to go into court, or would it have to be a lawyer? Okay, okay. So it's just pretty much the person has to stand on the foundation of the teachings that they were given.
They have to know the info themselves. Now,
true.
I'm gully with you. Even if you could find a lawyer to work with who would go in and represent, the person would still have to go in there and talk themselves with the lawyer, because the lawyer ain't going to get himself disbarred just to win your
case. Now, the reason for it wasn't so much of using a lawyer. The reason why I'm asking it was because I used to do taxes. If we go through a lawsuit, which I'm doing two lawsuits now, we're going to go into court, we're going to federal court, obviously, paying the fee and everything. The complaint is already written up. But now I know these people, so I could have some trust. But if we win 20 grand or 100 grand, you know, who going to honor the contract that we got for me to get 30% if the check comes in your name? You feel what I'm saying? I'm trying to third party it out so we get a guarantee. You know what I mean?
You would definitely have to set up using the lawyer yourself. You feel me?
That's what I'm saying. Now you get what I'm saying.
The person who you're representing can't hire him. You would have to hire him.
Exactly. See, that's what, now you get my drift. So then it could be deposited through him. We guarantee the funds, and then we all good money. You still got to take your ass into court. You feel what I'm saying? I was just trying to get an understanding, because you can't trust nobody.
But the problem is, even though the lawyer didn't do shit, he going to want a significant part of the check.
Yeah, well, we can work that out. I can finagle that in a contract with the lawyer. Like, yo, and I ain't worried about that. If I'm going to bring your clientele, then we're going to work a 15%, you know, interest, you know what I'm saying, on your end, you know. But, you know, I guarantee my funds if we all go through, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that was just one question about that part, because we're going full throttle, man. The third party debt collector, as me and my brother said.
You could
go
do
ahead.
Anything on the private side. You can work out any private deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just have it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Maximal law says if it ain't in writing, it never happened.
True that. And I just don't want to recourse. I'd rather recourse with a lawyer and then recourse with a client that, you know what I'm saying, try to flee the scene and you can't really. You know what I mean? I'd rather trying to do recourse.
They get that check and disappear, man, and you did all the work.
You're damn right. You're damn right. And that's what I'm like. I gotta take steps prior to secure that. You know what I mean? Secure the bag properly. So, you know, that was the question I had on that.
Yeah, you don't want to have to go back and sue that person, and by the time the suit go through, the money gone. You win the suit against them, but they ain't got the money to pay. What good is that?
Exactly. Exactly. Now, in federal court, does it have to be a certain amount that you have to state in your complaint, or does the court add it up, such as, you know, they've been violating for a year, so each violation is per month?
You got to do
per,
that. That's what you got to put
I
got to
bring the calculation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do the whole calculation for
like
the court
really
and see
you. Holler at Joey. Joey put that initial, all that shit together.
I know. I got that from Joey. That's why I was like, I wanted to holler at Joey, but Joey got off right before I got in. It's kind of crazy. But I bought all that from Joey, the complaint, because I used it. I actually put a case in federal case already off of Joey shit. So it's live. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely live. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. I just wanted to, you know, pick your brain on that. I appreciate it. And I want to say the third-party debt collector, as me and my brother said, is one of the most fire things, along with the injunction that's definitely guaranteed to work.
I don't know what to say is my greatest. know what I mean?
That's true right there, son.
Some crazy fire shit that just worked, B.
Yes, no doubt.
My greatest piece of work is yet.
Dove 2 is up there.
You know what?
The injunction
you know what?
Of the third
I'm
party, son.
To me, my greatest
work
is
injunction.
The nationality.
Okay, you're damn right. Because yeah, it is. It's the goal. It's the end all be all. Really.
Listen, there before
the beginning
I started
to the end.
Teaching this shit, there was no Aboriginal people of the Americas. We have a reemergence of Aboriginal people. That's going to be forever long lasting. That's going to put me
real
in history.
Tough.
The injunction
ready
ain't
there
in
all
history.
Our
the third party
right on,
debt collector
right
letter ain't going to put me in history. That will put me in history.
You
that's
right
my
on
greatest.
On that.
Yeah, that's my greatest work.
All right, then we've hit that at number one. And then we follow up with the third party, son. Because that shit works every fucking time.
That
the injection, for real.
He on that car.
I'm
he
telling
like,
you, bro, all the way.
I'm loving this. I'm loving
yeah,
this
you
letter
don't,
right
you don't even wanna. You don't even want to know where I came from with that letter. When you first dropped it, I copped it years ago. And
right.
I cleaned every single thing off my credit. And
I
watched
know.
It. Well, this is why I got into business, son. I was like, yo, this shit worked. I did it, and I just, that's the game. You know, I do it.
Listen,
I know I got proof.
I have no idea why people ain't using it to clean up everything, make money with it, all of that. Like, what are they waiting for me to
that's
start
money.
A company with it, and then they're going to want to do it? You know what
but
I mean?
Shit, that's why I'm picking your brain, because I already did it. You already
right.
laid out the blueprint. I'm just trying to close the deal. Once I close the deal, then everybody know, yo, run this, do this, and we getting 100 stacks every violation. Now, something just came to my mind is if they sent you a letter, I wanted to see this. If they just sent you, say, a third-party debt collector, never posted on your report, could you still go into court and sue them on the basis of them just sending you that letter? Off one violation, just one letter.
That's a violation.
Or would you have to?
When did you give them permission?
Okay. You right on. All right. We got a couple in the bag, Joan. As soon as we get through with that case, man, I'm gonna let y'all know. And like Joey said, leave a donation. For real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because she won $83 million, kid. Shit, we trying to do that. Shit.
Right.
83 million off a third party. So, but all right, peace, Joan. I'm hogging the line. Peace to the God.
All right, peace to the God, man. Wonderful talking to you.
For sure.
Yo.
No doubt.
All right, peace. Yo, y'all got to learn how to use the radio, dog. Someone in chat is asking me to pick them up, right? They didn't press one. They didn't put their hand up, man. Then y'all be thinking someone ignoring your ass. People ain't ignoring you. Y'all aren't reading. Y'all aren't following the instructions. Y'all are not doing shit in its proper form. Y'all are not, what is it called again? Y'all are not doing it. Damn, why do I always forget this word? Y'all are not doing it formally. Y'all are doing shit informal. All right, so here it is. 917-796. Peace to God. Not to mention God. We don't use the last four. It's the first six. 917, then your other three. Get it together, God.
Peace to the gods.
Peace.
Peace to the gods. It's me, Eugenio. I have spoken to you before. I'm sorry. I'm new to the to this. Hello.
I'm listening, God.
No, I was just calling you because I'm going through some case, traffic case, and I had to purchase the traffic template from Hakeem, and I needed some, like, instructions or some guidance, basically.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If you purchased it from Akeem, why didn't you get on and ask Akeem? You know, I don't know what's in that package.
I know, but I had purchased also some consultation from you. Originally, remember?
Didn't we do this when I got back in town? I was at the airport.
Yeah.
And even then, I told you, yo, I was telling you what to do. And he was like, yo, all right, I got that already because I purchased the package from Akeem. And I said, yo, I don't know what's in that package, but yeah, it's found.
Right.
It's coming back to me.
Yeah.
So what you got the questions on?
Well, I was doing the 5.0 and
5.1.
You know, I'm sorry, the 5.1, and then I needed some instruction in regards to how do I word it, because in the package
I
it has.
All right. All you do, it's already worded for you. All you do is put in whatever you look on your ticket. And whatever they charge you with, you're going to put that ticket number and the law that's on that ticket.
Right. But also, I haven't yet, certified my birth certificate. So, just follow the instructions, basically. Go,
yeah, follow
don't
the,
change
yo,
anything. Just
play a clip.
Follow the script.
Follow the script. And I play it every show, yo. Why y'all niggas don't want to follow the script is beyond me.
I hear it all the time. All right. I got you.
You know what
you're doing?
But, you're nervous. You're overthinking.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. But also, my court date is on the 25th. Am I too late in terms of sending the papers?
Nah, you can file it the day of, but you're supposed to do it before then because you're supposed to give it to the opposing attorney. As I told you in our consultation, you got to give him a copy so he can try to answer.
Right.
Now, and then also you need to get it in quick because it got to be sent to the attorney general so he could try to answer it. If you do all of that at the last minute, how are people going to answer your shit?
Yep, I'm going to get on it.
Yeah, man, because that was like 2 weeks ago.
Nah, it was last week. I called you last week.
Was it last week? It feels like it was longer than that, yo.
Nah, it was last week. We spoke last It was last Friday.
Okay. Nah, it wasn't. It was not this past Friday.
Hello?
You know what other picture could have been drawn here? Let me show you something. And what about this as a picture? Wouldn't this have been cool? You get this. So,
coming up, I was confused. My mama was a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live good. Shit, I sell dope for a four finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I'd be the sheepskin coat. If I can move through packs, I get the hat. Now that'll be dope. Toast and turned on my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, niggas who stole my bike. Different day, same shit, ain't nothing good. In the hood, I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Hated the love of the underdogs.